Welcome, welcome, come one, come all. This is Instant Crush. I'm Abe Jollis. This is my partner and co-host, Weepy Boy Santos.
What's up?
How are we doing tonight? This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We've got a great show for you guys. A lot of good music, some good topics to talk about.
Very excited to be here tonight. Another beautiful night here in Medford, Massachusetts, broadcasting from the Tufts campus. This is episode 2 of Instant Crush. As Abe said, we've got a lot to talk about tonight. Feel free to call in if you have anything that comes to your mind at 855-915-9636. We're going to get right into the music for you. The name of our show is Instant Crush. That first song we heard was Instant Crush.
Up next, Pusha T from the album Daytona. What would Meek do?
Niggas talking shit, Push, how do you respond?
I'm top five and all of them die long. I am the hope, the dope dealers won. Pricing the quote, the dope dealers want. Feds taking pictures like it's GQ. This Aviani collarbone is see-through. Angel on my shoulder, what should we do? Devil on the other, what would Meek do? Papa Willie, tell the judge to Acanelli. Middle fingers out the ghost, screaming Machiavelli. Hail Mary, the scale fairy. Two sides to every coin, so we bail ready. How do you respond? I let the monies and the fools talk. I let the jewels and the hues talk. Watch face came with a fuse box. Chanel's on your bitch, the coupe is 320, the roof's hit or miss. Murder on the highway, the news is at 6. See, I did it my way, the proof's in the bricks. Yeah, smell it through the Tupperware. Two can get you four like a double dare. Ooh. I'm the king of the ovenware. You can piece the whole puzzle here. Niggas talking shit, yay, how do you respond?
Boop, scoop, whoop. Am I too complex for complex con? Everything Ye say cause a new debate. You see, he been out of touch, he cannot relate. His hard way too long, bitch too bad. Got a surrogate, his kid, get two dads. I be thinking, what would Tupac do? You be thinking, what new kids on the block do? If you ain't driving wild black, do they stop you? Will MAGA hats let me slide like a drive-thru? That phone call from Ricky still hazy. When heaven got an angel named Avery. You gotta watch who you calling crazy. Yeezy, the newest billion-dollar baby. It won't feel right till I feel like Phil Knight. Going for 6 rings like what Phil told Mike. 7 pill nights, who know what that feel like? No more hiding the scars, I show them like Seal, right? How do you respond?
They call me FLACKO and don't play no about my place. Big potato on that Draco, new bandana on my face. Ain't no stains up on my drapes, squeaky clean, fuck you say. Peep the teeth, no dentures please. Princess cut, no dentist please. Say cheese for the cameras, ain't G's for the dancers. Been G's in the safe,
that's right.
Been leaves for the families, but it all go to waste. So what more can I say? Race to the law, give me grace. Scar on my face, but we'll wait.
I ain't ducking niggas, I ain't ducking bullets even. Shit, I ain't ducked so since I became a vegan. Nigga fly with Jody season. Proud of pants before the season. Probably ducked off in a quiet place with your breezy. Proud of shades, probably why you couldn't see him. Shit me. I would like to dedicate to the scar on my face. All the stars to the globe. The world is your scar face. I would like to dedicate this to the scar on my face. And the stars on the globe. The world is your scar face. Fuck no, this ain't no hookah.
Smoking while I'm strolling down Wooster. Buck 50 my babushka. No pistol poppers and prostitutes. Car scammers and the Prada boosters. Low top, yeah, the powder blue ones. Rob a two, huh? Power to you. Hallelujah, better pray to God.
I would like to dedicate to the scar on my face. All the stars of the globe. Word is your scar face. I would like to dedicate to the scar on my face. And the stars of the globe. Word is your scar face.
That's excessive, money, power, that's excessive. Money, problems, that's expected. Marijuana, ass and brushes. Pearls and diamonds, that's excessive. Money, power, that's excessive. Money, problems, that's expected. Marijuana, ass and brushes.
Welcome back to Instant Crush. My name is Jagger Cohen. Thank you for joining us tonight. That was Babushka Boy, ASAP Rocky. We've got a great schedule for you tonight. A lot of great topics to talk about. Kicking things off. Been a busy week in the NBA.
Oh my goodness. The NBA trade deadline. Now, typically, very boring. Last couple years, a lot of rumors, not a lot happened. But the past two nights have been absolutely insane. Starting off, just in the NBA in general, LeBron James, greatest player of all time.
Some would say.
Jared rolled his eyes. Breaks Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time scoring record. And then, top three deals that happened. First, Kyrie Irving traded to the Dallas Mavericks, along with Markieff Morris, for a return of Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, 2019 first, and 2 second rounders. Jared, what do we think about that deal?
I think 2 second rounders. I don't know who that guy is, but everyone's getting their hands on him this week.
Now, the seventh grader that is going to be drafted with that 2029 first, he might be the man who breaks LeBron's record in 45 years.
Look, I don't know. Like, Kyrie's on the Mavericks now, and Kevin Durant's on the Suns, and like apparently Kyrie might just go to the Suns after the season ends. So what even was the point of the last 5 years?
I ask myself that every day. I miss Kyrie on the Cavs.
What an epic failure. Truly, truly probably the greatest failure in the history of the NBA. And no one deserved it more than Kyrie Irving, yeah, you know, really in my humble opinion.
Really shown his true colors. Another deal caught by surprise. I feel like the Lakers might have fleeced everyone, acquiring D'Angelo Russell, Malik Beasley, and Jared Vanderbilt. While Mike Conley, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, to the Timberwolves, and Russell Westbrook, Juan Toscano-Anderson, Damian Jones, and a 2027 top four protected first round pick from the Lakers heading to Utah.
Yeah, my good friend Henry wanted to bet a lot of money with me that Russell Westbrook was going to win Sixth Man of the Year, and he wanted to make that bet 2 days ago, and I should have taken it because I think, you know, I was watching Shannon Sharp earlier, and he's right. If you've been on five different teams in five different years, you're doing something wrong. And that's definitely what's happening to Russell Westbrook. To be honest, the Lakers, yeah, I don't know what the Timberwolves were thinking right there. Kind of gave away the three best players in the deal and got, like, nobody back.
Yeah.
But then the Lakers turn around. They trade Thomas Bryant. Not really understand what's going on there. They trade Pat Bev. So they kind of moved forward. They took a little step back. But, yeah, they definitely are one of the winners of the deadline. Will it be enough? Probably not.
I actually really like that trade for Thomas Bryant. I mean, after what he did, calling for the ball, the blasphemy, trying to call for the ball when LeBron is one-on-one at the elbow, about to hit a fadeaway shot to break Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record, and he's in the paint calling for it.
So he's a team player. He doesn't think about records, man. He's trying to get a bucket.
There's a reason he's not on the team anymore.
He was playing pretty well for them, too. They're opening a spot up for, like, Wenyen Gabriel.
They're opening a spot up for Jared Vanderbilt, and also they did trade for Mo Bamba.
That's true. Who he was linked to the Celtics, but the Celtics are the real winners of the deadline. They got Mike Muscala. That's a real big push toward a championship.
Front court depth?
39% three-point shooter?
Love it. And he was going off in that Thunder-Lakers game.
If you had to guess what Patrick Beverley's career three-point percentage is, what would you say?
27.5%.
37.5.
You're kidding.
Blew my mind. Like, literally blew my mind. Career 37.5 three-point shooter. There, I feel like I've been told my whole life that he didn't know how to shoot.
No. I mean, I...
But like, then every time he played the Celtics and I was watching, he would hit, like, eight threes in the clutch. Turns out I think he just was always doing that.
Is he a 3-and-D guard?
Apparently.
My goodness. Magic winning that trade.
If only he was as good on defense as Marcus Smart, but he's not.
How about John Wall?
Feel bad for the guy.
I do, too.
Like, actually. Like, that guy had made clear... He's been talking trash about the Rockets ever since he got out of there, how they're not a real franchise, they don't do things the right way. To get traded back there is, like, a fate worse than death.
I mean, he's gonna get bought out.
I know. I hope.
And then we're... Suns? Maybe. I was
DC.
Thinking, I was thinking
DC.
Wizards.
He's not good anymore. Like, we gotta be honest. He couldn't contribute to the Clippers. That's a winning team. He's not gonna contribute anywhere else. Put him on a bad team, let him play, and then let him retire.
Exactly. Sign him to another contract with the Wizards. Yeah,
45 mil a year.
45 mil a year. For what? I don't know. 8 years or so? A Chelsea-esque deal?
It's sad. I really wanted him to, like, be like a six-man type guy for the Clippers. It didn't work out. I just think... It's hard to get back as a real player after being out of the league for several years and not being productive for several more.
Speaking of the Rockets, how about their return in the James Harden deal looking incredible right now?
If the Nets fall apart, yeah, they're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
That's why the Nets were like hesitant to break it down, I think, because they were like, you know, getting first round picks back doesn't really do anything when you don't have any at all.
Right.
But yeah, the thing is, the Rockets are a terribly run franchise. They're not well run on the court. They're not well run in the front office.
Ever since Daryl.
Look at how they play. Like, literally watching Rockets games it's horrible. It's not fun because they don't play any defense, and like their offense is just a bunch of people like putting their head down and going straight to the basket.
They're only looking for those early career numbers like Jalen Green, Jabari Smith Jr. These guys just trying to build up those stats.
My friend would say they're all hoopers. They don't play. They're just hoopers.
They just love to hoop. They love the game. But I mean, they lost Daryl Morey a couple years ago to the Sixers, I believe.
Well, I think they fired him, didn't they?
I think they just kind of mutually were like, we're done with this.
So he got fired.
Yeah. But there was also all the very controversial China stuff with like...
Oh, he called out the country for doing something wrong?
Yeah.
What a terrible person.
Adam Silver with the showing his true colors. What's up with the biggest market in the world for basketball?
Look, this is why Enes Kanter won the Patriot of the Year award at the Fox News Awards this year, because he is willing to stand up and say what everyone is thinking.
Oh man.
Enes Freedom. I apologize.
Enes Freedom. Enes Freedom Kanter?
I think it's just Freedom.
I think he has two last names, but it's not hyphenated. It's just three words.
It's like a Meta World Peace. Save the pandas. All right, that note.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, save the pandas. I don't know. I think he changed it again. I think he's back to our test now. But yeah, on that note, we're going to get back to the music. We've got Blue Oyster Cult burning for you. A little bit of a switch up from our past songs.
Oh, yeah.
Living for giving the devil his due. if you're okay. My friends always feel the need to tell me things. Seems like they're just happier than us these days. Yeah. These days I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to be there when you need me. It feels like the only time you'll see me is when you turn your head to the side and look at me differently. Yeah. And last night I think I lost my patience. Last night I got high as the expectations. Last night I came to a realization, and I hope you can take it. I hope you can take it all. I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it.
I don't know how to talk to you. I just know I find myself getting lost with you. Lately you just made me work too hard for you. Got me on flights overseas and I still can't get across to you. And last night I think I lost my patience. Last night I got high as the expectation. Last night I came to a realization, and I hope you can take it. I hope you can take it all.
I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. Years go by too fast. I can't keep track. How long did we last? I feel bad for asking. It can't end like this. We gotta take time with this. Cock up your bomba, sit down, bonita. Let me see if this is something I can fix. Yeah. You got somebody other than me. Don't play the victim when you're with me. Free time is costing me more than it seems. Sacrificing things, and I wanna tell you my intentions. I wanna do the things that I mentioned. I wanna benefit from this friendship. I wanna get the late night message from you. From you. I put my hands around you. Gotta get a handle on you. Gotta get a handle on the fact that I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it.
Welcome back to WMFO, Tufts Community Radio. Real quick, before we get back into the show, we have a quick PSA. Help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that will last a lifetime. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you, and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. This was a PSA from WMFO, Tufts Community Radio. Up next.
Up next, we got Psycho Killer, Talking Heads.
Killer, 'cause psycho killer. Es que sí. Fa 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 fa. Better run, 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 run away. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You start a conversation, you can't even finish it. You're talking a lot, but you're not.
Now watch this switch up.
Ain't no telling what I'm feeling beyond. Hey, hey, I'm beyond all that fuck shit. Hey.
Hey, lil' mama, would you like to be my sunshine? Nigga, touch my game, we gon' turn this shit to Columbine. Ice on my neck, cost me 10 times 3. $30,000 for a nigga to get free. I just hit Rodeo and I spent like 10 G's. I just did a show and spent the check on my mama. When I go and vacay, I might run out the Bahamas. And I keep like 10 phones, then I'm really never home. All these niggas clones tryna copy what I'm on. Nigga, get your own, tryna pick a nigga bone. Wait to brother Skip, boy, I had a good day. Metro PCS, trapping bone, making plays. 50 Shades of Grey, beat that pussy like Hulk Hogan. I know you know my slogan, if it ain't about guap, I'm gone. Niggas hating cause I'm chosen from the concrete I had rolled. Shorty staring at my necklace cause my diamonds really froze. Put that dick up in her pussy, bet she feel it in her toes. I'm a real young nigga from the 6th throwing balls. I'm a real young nigga from the 6th throwing balls. Real young nigga from the 6th throwing balls.
In the middle of the party, bitch, get off me.
Goddamn.
In the cut, I'm rolling up my broccoli.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I know your baby mama fond of me.
Goddamn.
All she wanna do is smoke that broccoli.
Goddamn.
Whisper it in my
and she tryna leave with me.
Goddamn.
Say that I can get that pussy easily.
Goddamn.
Say that I can hit that shit so greasily.
Goddamn.
I'm a dirty dog, I did it sleazily.
Hey.
Ain't no telling where I'm finna be on. Hey, hey, I'm beyond all that fuck shit. Hey. Said I'm beyond all that fuck shit.
I got companies and pesos. I got people on my payroll. She don't do it unless I say so. I don't smoke if it ain't fuego. I should sauce them up like Prego Fettuccine with Alfredo. All I wanted was the fame in every game they made on Sega. I was 5 or 6 years old when I had told myself, okay, you're special. But I treat you like my equal, never lesser. I was 26 years old when we had dropped this one amazing record. Had the world stepping, that's what I call epic.
Couple summers later, I got paper. I acquired taste for salmon on a bagel with the capers on a square plate. At the restaurant with the why you got a stare face. To know I either ball or I record over the stand bass.
Rapper face, dread headed, golden diamond teeth wearing. They just mad cause I got that cheese, bitch, I keep daring. Turned up at the party, getting lit the yachty. With a Spanish Barbie, word to my mommy.
In the middle of the party, bitch, get off me.
Off me.
In the cut, I'm rolling up my broccoli.
My weed.
Yeah, I know your baby mama fond of me.
She fond of me.
All she wanna do is smoke that broccoli.
That weed.
Whispered in my ear, she tryna leave with me.
She wanna fuck.
Say that I can get that pussy easily.
I'm gonna fuck.
Say that I can hit that shit so greasily.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm a dirty dog, I did it sleazily.
Yeah.
You know what, Jared? If there's one thing I hate, it's people when they're not polite.
And one thing I love, it's a bagel with capers on a square plate, man.
At the restaurant with the why you got a stare face.
For real.
Getting back into it, we are going to go over really quickly the upcoming Super Bowl this Sunday.
Actually,
not gonna watch
I'm not
going
to watch it. Psych. I'm taking the over on national anthem time. And I'm taking heads on the coin toss, parlay that together, and you've got yourself like $10.
Woo! Locking it in right now.
Disclaimer. Over always hits on the... Yeah, this is not gambling advice.
Do not take our gambling advice. We are both underage. You cannot legally gamble.
Yeah, I wasn't actually going to do that.
No.
Or never. Was I?
Or. Potentially. Either way, a couple funny bets we've seen. There's, of course, Super Bowl MVP... If he's going to thank God or some religious figure before he thanks his teammates and family.
Lock. Terrible voice crack, but lock.
Lock.
Yeah.
Lock that in right now. What else? What else we got?
I mean, National Anthem over has hit like 9 years in a row. I don't know who's singing it. Does it matter? How many costume changes is Rihanna going to have at halftime?
I'm going over under 2.5. I'm taking the over.
I think so, too. But you never know. She could keep it basic. I honestly like... The whole game weighs in the halftime show. Like, if Rihanna doesn't, like... If Drake doesn't come out, and Jay-Z, like, what are we doing?
I'm turning it off.
I mean, I love Rihanna, though. Like, she can just do whatever she wants. Like, it's fine.
Either way, there's also the... what constitutes as a costume change?
Well,
what if it's just headgear, a pair of glasses?
See, I'm actually putting my entire life savings on a bet that Rihanna announces a new album at the end of the show, because if she doesn't, like, life isn't really worth living anymore at that point anyways.
Absolute facts. Jared Cohen with another banger, live on air.
I'm willing to give it all up. Maybe she's listening.
Hey, I mean, she could be one of them. One out there, Rihanna, we love you. Friend of the show.
If you're one of our 27 listeners right now.
Friend of the show. Add a couple more to that. We do have a couple homies out there who are all, shout out to y'all. Nice little listening party going on in my humble abode.
Yeah, we'd love if you actually all listened on separate devices so that you could like up our numbers
please,
here.
Please, we're begging you.
We're trying to get nationally syndicated.
100%. Weekly radio program.
Either way, the Eagles are going to win.
I think so, too. Quite frankly, Eagles, Chiefs, most hateable Super Bowl matchup in recent years.
I don't know. Two pretty good teams. Two best teams in each conference, so right. I like that.
It's going to be an excellent game. I have recently, my hate for the Chiefs has grown. They knocked my Browns out of the playoffs 2 years ago. They're just really good, really annoying.
I'm just tired of people who think that Travis Kelce is better than Rob Gronkowski. Like, I just can't, I cannot fathom that. Like, oh my God, if they threw him like 45 quick screens every game, like, yeah, he would have 120 catches every year.
I mean, every time you watch Travis Kelce, he's incredibly effective. Don't get me wrong. He could do what a lot of people can't, but 9 times out of 10, the route he runs is... Sit over the middle of the field, just move in slow motion. Everybody, the game's so fast nowadays, he's found the antidote, which is just stand still.
No,
you're good.
Look, he might be the second best tight end of all time, but like I'm telling you, like there's no way he's better than Rob Gronkowski, and it's crazy that there are like a lot of people out there that think that.
Mike Ditka.
Yeah. Okay.
Old head. Either way, Chiefs Eagles. Eagles are the least hateable they've been in recent years. I will say that. Jalen Hurts, absolutely adore the guy.
Yeah, and like he proved me wrong, and like I'll admit that, like, which makes me like him more, to be honest.
Carried my fantasy team to a 5-8 regular season record. Absolutely adore the guy. Alabama, Oklahoma. I was actually watching the other day because of the recent Senior Bowl that happened in college football. I know you're not a big college football guy, but
I mean, I was watching the East-West Shrine Bowl.
That's the one. Either way, a lot of players now, of course, with the transfer portal, they will transfer, have played for different colleges. So it's fun to see what they will do with their helmets because they have to wear their college helmet. A couple years ago, Jalen Hurts, of course, at Oklahoma and Alabama. I looked up the color codes. Different colors, despite my colorblind self cannot distinguish, but he wore half of the helmet was Alabama, half the helmet was OU, and it looked like the same color.
Can't believe that Jalen Hurts is like a starting quarterback in the Super Bowl. Like, that dude got benched for Tua
in the national championship.
He wasn't really considered a real quarterback prospect, and there he is. Now he's starting the Super Bowl, and he's like top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, can you imagine if they still had Carson Wentz?
Just wait for the Mac Jones come up next year. Because he did start in the national championship, and he didn't get benched.
Dual threat legend. I'm thinking over under 37.5 rushing yards on the season.
Over. He's like more mobile than people give him credit for.
Okay.
Let's see how many yards he had this year.
Cue the Jeopardy music while Jared pulls this up on the slow Wi-Fi here at the studio. Does he have
career? He's got 231 in two seasons. So I would say fits the definition of a mobile quarterback.
He's no Justin Fields. Greatest running quarterback of all time.
Somehow. He had 102 and a touchdown this year. I'll take it.
Round of applause here in the studio. Getting right back into it. Jared, what do we have up next?
Dire Straits. We got Lady Writer.
Woo!
Expectation left to come up to you, lady. nigga right now somewhere. He at the table with a bowl of Applejack, and he's reading the back of the cereal. And in between eating the Applejack, he's writing some shit. And he want my spot. I'ma find him though. I'ma sign him. I don't want no problems.
Like we always do at this time. Keep the cold blowing your mind. Hey dummy, this no accident. All of this was designed. Took my time. Kick a crack from behind. And I opened up your blinds. Rise and shine. Cold world. Same nigga used to drive around with your girl. In my mama's Civic. Now I'm out here trying to get it. I ain't like you lame ass niggas. Boy, I spit it how I live it. So when you see me in the streets, man, I ain't got a mimic. Cause I ain't got an image to uphold. This real shit. I ain't got a gimmick. I just flow. The niggas went nuts for the boy that set fire to the booth. In a gang full of liars, it turns out that I'm the truth. Some say that rap's alive. It turns out that I'm the proof. Cause the ones y'all thought would save the day can't even tie my boots. The ones y'all thought could hang with me can't even tie my noose. Let these words be my bullets, nigga. I don't rhyme, I shoot. Bang.
Before I wake, I pray to the Lord. My soul to take, my soul to take, my soul to take, my soul to take. Lord, I've been dreaming about the paper. Get rich before I see my life taper. Hope my mama get to see Jamaica before she meet her maker. I hoop but never good enough to ever be a Laker. But these words I recall got me ballin'. Jordan, more than a rapper, this a natural disaster. Boy, I'm meaner than Katrina mixed with Gina. Shut up, Cole. This is for my niggas back home, homes. What up, bro? This is for them bitches that played me. What up, ho? Nah, I ain't mad, it's sad. You went from bad to real bad. Two kids that don't even know they real dad. Real sad, baby girl, I wish you still had it. Then maybe you could get a taste of living Philmatic. It's cold, still at it. Y'all be talking about the same shit. Man, how I feel about it. Mama was a real addict. That's why I don't respect that lying ass white shit you talking. Cold planning funerals, you might fit the coffin.
Before I wake, I pray to the Lord. My soul to take, my soul to take, my soul to take, my soul to take. Hey, get on your job, little man. This ain't Saturday. We in two different lanes, you can't navigate. We in two different gangs, you playing patty cake. Brother, you're lame, you're Shane Battier. You're out of shape. My mind run a mile a minute, the sky's the limit. I'm so high, I'm diving in it. My ride's just tinted, my knob getting slived up in it. She hollering, God, man, you would've thought that God was in it. But it's just a nigga, God invented the best out. Foolish pride to make you not admit it. Well, if this shit ain't fire, nigga, why you nodding with it? The hate in your blood can't stop your soul from vibing with it. Now you all conflicted, cause my flows is wicked. And my hoes is sticking, all of y'all's picking me. Cause they know a star when they see a star, nigga. Ain't even gotta fuck him to know he a raw, nigga. I got it in my bedroom, but cheer up, nigga. You saved so many hoes, you a hero, nigga. Medal of Honor, I'm feeling on top like Pac when he slept with Madonna. Hey, this is death before dishonor. Get arrested and forget to tell my mama. She got enough to stress about, my nigga gon' get me out. Then we hit the club with the thugs and the liquors. No criminal record, but I'm making criminal records. Isn't it ironic? Isn't it iconic? Jacket so expensive, you wouldn't even try on it. But it fit me perfect, I purchase it if I want it. The city on my shoulders, so no girl, you can't cry on it. When you make a list of the greatest, hate, am I on it? Maybe not yet, but bitch, I got the clock. Said it goes tick tock, game on lock. Sun gon' shine, but the rain won't stop. Oh no.
All right, we are back. Quickly before we get into this, just a quick message from my dad, Ron Jollis. Please stop requesting Coyle Ray. We are not going to play her music, at least on today's episode.
Yeah, you'll have to come back for that one.
Absolutely. Getting into it.
Hold up.
Getting into it. The Grammy Awards were this Sunday night.
And surprise, they got everything wrong.
Oh my goodness. I mean, look. The rap categories were where our focus were.
And they were mostly right.
Mostly right. I mean, Kendrick Lamar taking home best rap album, rap song, and rap performance. But
I mean, we talked about this on an episode of First Class with Jared and Peter back in the day. And we laid out all the categories, and of the major categories, I think we were wrong about all of them.
Right.
And I think everyone was wrong about all of them because they just like put a bunch of names in a hat and then randomly drew. I mean, I don't know why we're surprised at this point.
No, but the shambolic performance by the whoever votes on the Grammys, the Academy, maybe that's the Oscars. Maybe there's two Academies.
How do they end up on Harry Styles?
How do they end up on Harry Styles? I mean, look.
Hey, people like me don't usually get the chance to win these awards, man. He said that.
He said that.
What is he talking about?
People like him are who win those awards.
Like, it's literally.
I mean, we say it every year. Hashtag Grammy's so white.
That's what happens.
Every
real,
single
man.
Year. There's a reason The Weeknd doesn't submit his songs for consideration anymore.
That was crazy. That might have been honestly the worst snub ever. Like, actually, like, in the history of award shows.
In the history of history, the worst snub ever.
That was unbelievable. And, like, I feel like that was, like, a... If they had given him... Usually, people get mad no matter who the album of the year is. Because, like last time Beyonce got nominated for an Lemonade, right? She lost. But she lost to Adele. And, like, you can't really get mad when you lose to Adele. But, obviously, people got mad anyways. If The Weeknd had won for After Hours... No one would have been mad. Everyone kind of knew that was, like, at the very least, the most commercially successful album that year. Didn't even get nominated, and now he's done.
Yeah.
And now, like, I don't know how you look at that category and you land on Harry Styles.
Who was it that won Song of the Year?
Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt.
Who, like, I'm sure your dad loves Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah, my dad's listening in, and he is jumping up and down.
But 2023? Song of the Year? I mean, literally, I saw the video of, like, the angle from the crowd, and, like, it was, like... gasps, like no one, even she didn't think she was gonna win.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And I do get it's a songwriting award, and that song is, it's pretty well written.
Yeah,
but I just can't, like, there, so is like the Hard Part Five.
Yeah, Hard Part Five, one of the best songs in recent memory,
I think,
maybe ever.
Part of the issue, I think Break My Soul was kind of a weak nomination from that album.
Right,
like I so that, like, maybe that wasn't, didn't have it going for it. But even so, I didn't see that coming. But then even Album of the Year was even worse, because Renaissance, better. 31, I guess, the Adele album. 30? That
is
album was fire. Yeah.
Maybe 31.
30, I think.
30 or 31.
That album was incredible.
Bottom
I
line,
love that album. We'll be playing some of that. You know, we're gonna just switch into, like, an occasional, just horrifically sad song and make everyone cry.
Yeah. Us in the studio.
Maybe
included.
I'll cue that for the end of this one. We'll see. But
ooh, can we do that?
To Be Loved, man. That's hard to get over that song. But that's better. Kendrick's album was better.
Beyonce.
You know, if the Bonnie, yeah, it's Beyonce Renaissance. I think if the Bonnie Raitt song was so good, maybe that was better. I don't know. I'm not a big Harry Styles fan. It all sounds like Target music to me.
Yeah, being honest, I mean, I wouldn't consider myself a huge award show watcher slash
but
pay
I
attention.
Follow. I follow.
You'll look at them, be like,
I don't have cable anymore.
No. You'd be like, wow, that was disappointing. Can't wait till next year.
To disappoint us again.
Yeah, disappointment is immeasurable. In my years, really.
Yeah, like, really. I think Harry Styles should, like, pull a Macklemore and, like, apologize.
Text him.
Dear Beyonce.
Just DM him on Instagram. Dear Kendrick, I know you've received this previously about 10 years ago. I'm very sorry for this.
And Beyonce is the all-time leading Grammy winner now. She broke the record, but she has zero Album of the Year awards.
Which is just, it's
so
egregious.
Like, what are they doing?
Yeah. On another note, a bit of a callback to an argument I made last episode. Roger Goodell recently said that the NFL officiating is, quote, the best it's ever been.
I mean, to be honest, we didn't watch the NFL, like, before we were born. Like, I can only imagine how bad the officiating was back then. There just wasn't social media to complain about it.
Yeah.
Like, he might be right. He might be right.
He might, but, I mean...
It's just everything's, like, under a microscope now.
Not only that, I mean... When has the officiating ever been just outwardly, everybody's like, this has been great officiating?
Yeah, never happens. So,
never,
like,
happens.
Yeah, literally never.
Either way, Bengals, Chiefs, AFC Championship.
It's a thankless job.
Yeah.
You don't get any praise when you do well, and you get kind of destroyed when you do poorly.
I think that the refs should get fined.
I get
or
that.
Or have to speak to the media.
They don't get paid enough to be fined. Like, it wouldn't work. But... I do understand the argument that they just need to be, like, the thing is, they get job reports behind the scenes.
Right.
Like, they get
right.
performance reviews. We don't see those. For those to be made public, probably wouldn't be right, because then, like, there'd be abuse directed toward referees, but maybe made public and you don't know which referee that they're reviewing.
I want to see a scorecard, much like MLB scorecards.
Exactly.
I really want to see that. I mean, there
it's
wouldn't
hard
be
to
a,
do, though.
Exactly. I mean, MLB scorecards is already oversimplified as it is. Like, those are just the 120 or so pitches that aren't swung at all that really affect their score. But
well, robo-umps are coming.
I mean,
I'd be pissed if I was in the...
Pat Hoberg has something to say about that, because he is the GOAT of umpiring. Can you believe a perfect game behind the plate in the World Series? It's ridiculous.
That is.
It's insane, and they still have Angel Hernandez on payroll, which is just incredible.
Think about that, listeners. And on that note, we're going to get back to the music. We've only got a couple minutes left, and we've got an incredible song. We've got Young Thug with them.
Thug, thug, baby. All that, let's get to it. What does Shawty say? She suck on a dick on the plane and I jack call her out here. Woo, hee. I just went hunting, I found me a rabbit, I picked out the carrot, picked out the king. I'm just starting smoking cushy, I need some rock out of Cali. I got a white bitch and she give me that beckon, but her name is Sari. I pimp, I don't play with him. She bet I might stay with him. Stack it up like a Lego, yeah. Homicide, you can lay with them. Got some hoes, you can slay with them. You know that we players, we're paying them. She can't be my wife, I can't lay in them. Diamonds all black like I'm racist now. Ride through the city, window tinted, AC blast. I got bitches wanna fuck me, so wrong, do me bad. I got cash in my pants, I got cash on her ass. AP dance, bitches glance, cause my diamonds look like glass. I wanna fuck her, but she play more games than the NBA. 9 in the morning, got a dentist appointment. Little bitch, you can check out the dentist plate.
Check it out.
I got some mercury, baby. I got some water, this shit like a mini lake. Bro, nigga, play, I'ma send him the meeting. Make her then act off for forgetting it, babe. Chopper, chopper, end up flipping, nigga. Yeah, you better start tripping, nigga. I don't use words when I kill a nigga. We don't use phones, we no silly niggas. I think I need help with my kidney, nigga. No cap, but you know I'm just kidding with you. I let this shit fly out the ceiling, nigga. I'm hot like an eye on a skillet, nigga. Did. She suck on a dick on the plane and I jack call her out here. Woo, hee. I just went hunting, I found me a rabbit, I picked out the carrot. Picked out the king. I'm just starting smoking cushy, I need someone rock out of Cali. I got a white bitch and she give me that beckon, but her name is Sari. I pimp, I don't play with him. She bet I might stay with him. Stack it up like a Lego, yeah. Homicide, you can lay with them. Got some hoes, you can slay with them. You know that we players, we're paying them. She can't be my wife, I can't lay in them. Diamonds all black like I'm racist now. You can't take Jack, fall into this mouse trap, bitch. Riding through the bitty, got an AK on my left. I'm not talking shit, but I'm ready to shoot some crap. If he think he wanna see me, I'ma send him on the scrap.
Look, blood.
I got some birds like on Julio. My outfit I dated is coochie, though. I'm gonna pussy your head, you a groupie hoe. My man with a motherfucking Gucci coat. I'm gonna talk to that bitch, let that coochie know. Yeah, let that coochie know. Diamonds from Tiffany Co. Pay the whole 100 rent for those. You should get down with this slime shit. Tonight I'm about to get that my mind shit. My credit good, I don't need a dime shit. Pull act inside that lemon line shit. That petty thief need to start trying shit. If you need help, I got some dime bitches. I cannot stand any line bitches. I need a well site for some fine bitches. She suck on a dick on the plane and I jack call her out here. Woo, hee. I just went hunting, I found me a rabbit. I picked out the carrot, picked out the king. I'm just starting smoking cushy, I need someone rock out of Cali. I got a white bitch and she give me that beckon, but her name is Sari. I pimp, I don't play with him. She bet I might stay with him. Stack it up like a Lego, yeah. Homicide, you can lay with them. Got some hoes, you can slay with them. You know that we players, we're paying them. She can't be my wife, I can't lay in them. Diamonds all black like I'm racist now.
Yeah. Welcome to Atlanta, baby, it's bigger than magic. Where young niggas pull up Lambo trucks and still trapping. Only place where you can pull a bad bitch in traffic. Just keep that fire on you. Won't catch me lacking. I put that shit on, little nigga, this that real fashion. Now every time they see the huncho, they like, shout it, have it. We two player with the ball, baby, we all super savage. Hookah. Yellow gold ropes lit up before the carriage. Having motion, having too much motion, we too active. Woo. Turn my savage up. Nigga, cut the streets, get nasty. When P sign me, I see millions in a garbage bag. Jail like Diddy in my city, making them bands can't quit. Then put a rollie on his wrist that I was cooking some grounds with. Think I'm bullshit. Come down to the city and it's lit. All these hoes dick. We gon' fuck them all and get rich. So quit worrying about a bitch and get your bag, look buddy. When you see this double cup, you got to know that it's money. And I ain't going for nothing unless she going for something. And she ain't going for nothing unless she going for money. Now this her first time in Atlanta. Bounce that ass for the camera, wear your hammer. You know it ain't shit sweet off in Atlanta. This the city. You know this where the trappers turn to rappers. Don't tolerate no cappers. Turn these bars into caps.
And we are creatures that come from another planet.
Creature.
The rocket ship take off, I'm about to land it.
Take off.
I gotta stick, the switch is automatic. Ain't never average, keep that shh in the attic. Don't tell me lies. Look at your neck, your chest, your breast. Tell me everything that's on your nasty mind.
Don't lie to me.
Your friends be telling me that you telling them about the D. You riding your tank on E, so how you drive? I love who you are, hate that you came. You're so Anne Frank. Let's take a trip to Greece and hide out for a week. She got a body petite physique. I went and got me a new Feline. I'ma make her car spray, skeet, skeet. She ain't gotta wrap her hair up in my silk sheets.
Hell nah.
Smash and hit the block like where the lick read.
Talk to me.
Brand new AP straight out the factory.
AP.
When I'm on stage at my show, bitches they grabbing me.
Get em.
Yeah, I'm the record, they calling me takeout. How'd you passing me?
How?
You better see me. But if you do, somebody ask for me. He in the cat, I'm in the got it. This shit ain't fast to me.
Wanna thank you for listening. This was 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, Instant Crush. My name is Jared Cohen. I was joined by Abe Jollis tonight. We'll see you next week, same time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.